Yes, my fellow Americans, time once again for news of the day from Radio Derb, brought to you from the glittering towers of National Review World Headquarters here in New York. This is John Derbyshire. Let's see what's been happening in the world. Coming up to flu season, the nation is suffering a shortage of flu vaccine. Why? Because manufacturing flu vaccine is a risky business with no profits in it, so drug companies have mostly stopped doing it. Why is vaccine making risky and low profit? Why do you think? Government regulation and out-of-control trial lawyers. That's why. And John Kerry's answer to this is what? To elect the party that favours more government regulation and has a trial lawyer on the vice presidential ticket. Yeah, right, John. Those who can, do. Those who can't, teach. This venerable adage was illustrated yet again this week when former CIA director George Tenet was given a professorship in diplomatic studies at Georgetown University. A lot of us think that George should have been reduced to the ranks, kitted out with desert fatigues and a survival kit, and air-dropped into eastern Afghanistan to do some serious fieldwork. In politics, though, nothing succeeds like failure. Oh, you were looking the other way when Al-Qaeda was setting up its U.S. operation? You told the administration Saddam Hussein had weapons that he did not, in fact, have? You told them it would take 5 years to get some decent intelligence operations going? No worries. There's a nice, well-paid academic position waiting for you, so you can teach the cream of the nation's youth to be just as useless and incompetent as you are. It is, you might say, a slam dunk. There's a rap singer who travels under the nom de rap, KRS-One, but whose actual name is Chris Parker. Mr. Parker admits to having cheered when the World Trade Center went down. He doesn't just admit it, in fact, he declares that he's proud of it. Here's his explanation. Before the attacks, according to Mr. Parker, security guards kept black people like himself out of the towers because, quote, of the way we talk and dress. Later in the event, this was some kind of panel discussion run by the New Yorker, Mr. Parker sneered at efforts by other rappers to get people to vote. Voting in a corrupt society just adds more corruption, he said. America has to commit suicide if the world is to be a better place. The thing that baffles me about people like this is, if they hate America so much and are so scornful of efforts to improve it, why don't they go live somewhere else? Surely Mr. Parker would be more happy in, say, Zimbabwe or North Korea. Of course, he might not be able to get rich selling garbage to teenagers in those places. He might not find so many opportunities to scandalize Whitey either. Do you think homosexuality is a choice? Bob Schieffer asked the candidates in the third presidential debate. Thus given an opening to launch into metaphysical speculation, John Kerry grabbed it. We are all God's children, he started out. Well, yes, we are. But this doesn't actually get us very far along with the question. St. Francis of Assisi, Albert Schweitzer, and Mother Teresa, the Albanian nun, not Mrs. Kerry, were all God's children. So, unfortunately, were Bluebeard, Stalin, and Saddam Hussein. Still, some of us settled back happily in our chairs at this point, looking forward to some nice, knotty theological points to chew on. Instead, we got this. I think if you were to talk to Dick Cheney's daughter, who is a lesbian, she would tell you that she's being who she was. She's being who she was born as. Now, even allowing for the weird grammar, never mind who she was, how about who she is? This is well-nigh content-free. Does the senator mind Ms. Cheney being who she is, or was, or what? Does he think she should be able to get married to a like-minded person of the female persuasion? We were left very little wiser. What was really going on here was John Kerry making an urgent little plea for the anti-same-sex marriage vote. Key elements of the Democratic coalition, notably African Americans and old people, don't like the idea of same-sex marriage a bit, and are defecting to Bush, or planning to stay home on Election Day. Kerry's remark in translation means, "See, the Republicans are just as gay-friendly as we are, so there's really no point you switching your vote." Would somebody get that thing out of here? Thank you. It may have occurred to you, as it has to me, during the past few weeks, that mature democracy can be a pretty dull affair. Democracy is much more fun when it's just starting up. Think of those fist fights in the Taiwan Senate chamber. Here's another example. They're having a presidential election in the Ukraine, and one of the candidates is a Mr., or comrade, or however it goes in the Ukraine nowadays, Viktor Yanukovych. To induce citizens to vote for him, Mr. Yanukovych's supporters have organized free striptease shows at a bar in downtown Donetsk. Said one of the organizers, "We hope the voters will remember who gave them this show for free when they go to the ballot box." You bet they will. Meanwhile, in our own drab, dull, politically correct and mature democracy, all we get from our candidates is bumper stickers and lapel pins. Come on, guys, where's the harm in offering us a lap dance? The Department of Homeland Security is investigating an intelligence report that a band of Chechen terrorists, with links to Islamo-fascist groups, snuck into the U.S. across the Mexican border back in July. The Chechen terrorists, just to remind you, are the guys who took over a school in the Caucasus last month and blew up a bunch of school kids and teachers. But heck, we all know that people only cross the border illegally so they can put food on their families. Or, how does it go, match themselves up as willing workers to a willing employer. What's to worry about? Theresa Heinz Kerry doubts that Laura Bush has ever had a real job since, I'm quoting here, since she's been grown up. Mrs. Kerry, by contrast, is a regular Rosie the Riveter who can be seen hopping on the commuter train into Boston at 8 o'clock any weekday morning. Not. Mrs. Bush actually worked as a public school teacher and librarian before getting married at age 31. Perhaps Mrs. Kerry doesn't consider the first 30 years of life to qualify as grown up. Or perhaps she's just a ditzy rich broad who doesn't know what she's talking about. Are you ready for the latest lifestyle choice? Asexuality. A study in England found that 1% of adults have never felt sexually attracted to anyone at all. The researchers think this is an underestimate, as asexuals are afraid of scorn and ridicule, and so many of them are not yet ready to come out of the place where they practice their asexuality. Researchers think the true number of asexuals may be as high as 3%, which puts them in the same proportion as homosexuals. The asexuals are organizing, too, with an A-Pride website and a campaign to raise awareness and so on. What next? Demands for asexual marriage? But we already have that. It's called marriage. John Edwards, the Democrats' vice presidential candidate, says that if we elect John Kerry and himself, the lame will walk, the blind will see, and lepers will be whole again. Ah, yes, and everybody will have everything without having to work for it. Just like in the big rock candy mountain. All together now. Oh, the buzzing of the bees in the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, and the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings on the big rock candy mountain.